USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleads guilty to 8 felonies on Tuesday, the president discusses his long relationship with Cohen.
Well, he was a lawyer for me for one of many. They always say the lawyer, and then they like to add the fixer. Well, I don't know if he's a fixer. I don't know where that term came from, but he's been a lawyer for me, didn't do big deals, did small deals, not somebody that was with me that much. You know, they make it sound like I didn't live without him. Well, it turned out he wasn't a very good lawyer, frankly.
That from an exclusive interview on Fox News that will be airing this morning on Fox and Friends. Hurricane Lane is heading towards Hawaii's Big Island as a powerful Category 4 storm, expected to pass dangerously close today and tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
One of America's most well-known college football coaches will be sitting out several games this upcoming season, being punished for mishandling allegations that a former assistant coach was abusing his wife. Yesterday at a news conference, Ohio State University head football coach Urban Meyer said,
"The suspensions are tough, but I fully accept them. I wish I could go back and make the different decisions, but I can't."
University trustees deciding to suspend Meyer for 3 games after finding he knew of those allegations dating back to 2015, but never reported them as he should have. The Democratic National Committee alerting authorities to what it says appears to be an attempt to hack its voter database. Hackers reportedly created a fake login page for the party's voter registration website in the hopes of tricking people into giving up their login information. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The name of Washington, D.C. Cardinal Donald Wurls being removed from a Catholic high school in Pennsylvania after a damning grand jury report details decades of abuse in the Catholic Church. It mentions Wurl as someone who'd allowed accused priests to be reassigned to different parishes as part of a cover-up when he served as the Bishop of Pittsburgh from 1988 through 2006. Wildfire smoke in the western U.S. causing a lot of problems ranging from health concerns to canceled airline flights, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Air quality advisories have been posted across the Pacific Northwest due to fires in the United States and Canada, many of which are still uncontrolled. Ash and smoke from the flames have impacted the air quality in many communities. Redding, California, that was devastated by the car fire, has seen 3 straight weeks of unhealthy air. Other areas in the West are also seeing smoky, hazy skies, like Oregon, Colorado, Idaho, and Utah. EPA researchers have noted between hospital admissions, emergency room visits, and premature deaths, wildfire smoke exposure can cost the U.S. between $11 billion and $20 billion per year.
Any cigarette users are twice as likely to have a heart attack as people who don't smoke, according to a new University of California San Francisco study. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.